from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What did you make of Mike Sando's annual quarterback tier rating? Should there really be more than one player in tier one? What tier will Caleb Williams be in next year?
I love this every year. It creates a lot of great discussion and debate. It's well-researched. It's also vetted by, let's face it, it has credibility because of the quality of the people that he's interviewing. Executives and coaches, a group of 50. It makes a lot of sense the way that this is structured. I don't think it's over the top in any way. I understand why we might wonder, should there be more than one player in tier one, because Patrick Mahomes stands alone. But this does reflect that. He is the only unanimous tier one quarterback. So I think that says this is essentially Patrick Mahomes and everybody else. So I don't have a problem with Joe Burrow being number two. I thought Lamar Jackson would be my number three. But Josh Allen is talented. I just don't think he has won enough to warrant being in the top tier as being the third best in the NFL. So there might be some things you quibble with. I really thought Jared Goff is a little high at 10. I would not have put him. I don't consider Jared Goff a top 10 quarterback. And maybe that's not fair to Jared Goff. He's done a lot of winning in the NFL. And certainly he's now done so with two different teams. So maybe I'll acknowledge that is borderline unfair. But I am in a position where Jared Goff has to show me again that they can win. He can be a win because of guy. I'm not sure that they win because of Jared Goff yet. And I think that would tell me he's not a top 10 quarterback. Dak Prescott, maybe a little high at 9, but he is a very, very big stat guy. He definitely can produce. Aaron Rodgers, people will quibble at 7, is a little bit high for him at his stage of his career. But I really liked a lot of the rationale when you look into take a deeper dive into why these quarterbacks are at the tiers where they are. And the bottom, Bryce Young at 28, he could be in. He could make a jump if they're any good with the new quarterback guru as his head coach. Maybe they make a jump, but I'm not convinced they will. Where will Caleb Williams end up next year? I think he will be firmly in the second tier. I think CJ Stroud, you look at him right now and he is 8. I could see by the time we're talking about this a year from now, Caleb Williams could be a top 10 quarterback, and that would put him firmly in the second tier.
Well, he must be in tier two, or this is going to be a really bad year. Okay, based on who's in tier two, he has, and who's in tier three. So at the top of tier three is Tua. Now Tua might end up having a brilliant season. He's gotten paid. He's got a lot of weapons around him, right? You know, Trevor Lawrence is in tier three, but Trevor Lawrence does nothing for me. Kyler Murray does not. Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, he deserves to be higher. To be honest with you,
you're starting a team right now. Who would you rather have, Trevor Lawrence or Baker Mayfield?
I'd have to think about it. Honestly.
I wouldn't.
I would. You asked, I answered.
I would say, and I know this is going to be an unpopular answer, but I think that if Caleb Williams is in tier three, that'd be a good place to land. You know, if you're the 15th best quarterback in the league after one season in the league, I think that'd be pretty special. I don't know that it's fair to hold him to a standard that C.J. Stroud set last year, because I don't know that he's going to be able to make a playoff push just given the fact that the Bears are the third team in the division. So I'm just trying to temper expectations, but I think, you know, Tua is the 15th quarterback in the league and he's in tier three. That would be okay. If Caleb Williams started next year in tier three with a look to move up. As far as tier one is concerned, I don't mind Joe Burrow being in it. I think it should be a two-man. I think that Mahomes is the tier, and I think Joe Burrow gets to go in because he's been good against Mahomes. But I don't understand Josh Allen up there. I don't. I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me. And I guess there had been six guys in it a year ago.
Yeah.
And they dropped a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably wise. But I would have it with two guys in it, and I would be open to if somebody kind of jumped up. But if you're the 15th best quarterback in the NFL, your team's got a chance. That would be okay. I wouldn't sneer or get angry about that. I know that everybody thinks that. That it's going to be easy, that the Bears have done all this stuff. I'm not saying that they don't have an easy schedule. I'm not saying they're not going to win a lot of games. I'm just saying that, to me, you got to get in the playoffs to get into the second tier of the best quarterbacks in the league, and I'm not sure the Bears are going to be able to do that.
I have two thoughts. This is a fun conversation. Yeah. I want to get back to the Dustin either or, but what you say about Caleb Williams, I know that it's not always on the quarterback to get to the playoffs. I think this probably rewards quarterbacks for their team's overall success or failure more than maybe a straight listing of the best people at their position does.
Right.
I think that I would only quibble a little bit if Caleb Williams is in the middle of the pack at the end of this year, while it would be understandable given the fact that he's a rookie quarterback on a team that might not make the playoffs, I do think it would be somewhat disappointing. I do think that we have set the expectations and the bar maybe too high to the point where, and I guess we're responsible in part for this, but I want to give voice to it. If Caleb Williams, to me, is no better than a middle-of-the-pack quarterback at the end of the season, I will likely be mildly disappointed.
Wow.
And I think that the bar is, to me, if he is as good as advertised and as good as the glimpse that we have gotten in 43 preseason snaps, that's better than Jared Goff, Molly. That's better than Brock.
Jared Goff is rewarded in that tier because of the playoffs. That's the reality. Tua gets into the playoffs and they get blown out by Kansas City. That's what that is.
Right. I don't think that's fair to those players when you're ranking their individual talents and who you would rather have at the position. I guess I'm saying that even if Caleb Williams misses the playoffs, he could have the kind of year that, to me, puts him in that second tier and makes him solidly between 10 and 12, let's say. And if he's lower than that, understandable and realistic, perhaps, but I don't want to be rational or realistic right now.
I understand that that there are a lot of quarterbacks that have come into the league as the number one pick and been in worse situations in terms of the team around them than is the case right now with Caleb Williams. But, you know, guys came into the league. If you're doing this after year one of, you know, name a quarterback, Troy Aikman, multiple Super Bowl winner. Peyton Manning, multiple Super Bowl winner. I just think that there are a lot of number one overall quarterbacks that wouldn't have been tier one or tier two in their second year, and I don't want to be unfair about it.
That's fair.
I'm just trying to temper expectations.
I think that's wise.
Always a mistake.
I'm not there yet, but we can get back to this because it's a fun conversation.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and we've got
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.